Prologue. Kelsey. Got too aggressive really fast, Kelsey. The doctors say I've only got a month, maybe two, left. Felt like some sort of sick joke as the breath that I had been holding expelled from my lips, my heart dropping to the pit of my stomach as I fruitlessly tried to make sense of my mother's devastating words, words that easily crumbled my world. Cancer. Leukemia grew extremely aggressive over a period of time, killing my mother and ripping her away from me. The thought of it sent shivers down my spine, accompanying the onslaught of tears that burned in my eyes. My mother, the woman who raised me by herself because my father had died and she had no living relatives left, was dying. She was going to be gone, leaving me alone in a world that I didn't know how to exist in without her guiding me along. My tearful blue eyes met her own, slowly shaking my head as I shifted on the couch to face her. If we had been standing, I was positive my knees would have given out and I would have fallen into the physical embodiment of a crumpled mess on the floor. I knew I was feeling emotional.
No, you're kidding, right? Is this a joke?
Denial spilled from my mouth, even though I knew the grim, heartbreaking truth in her words. It intensified when she remained silent.
You can't leave me, Mom,
I whispered, my lower lip quivering, allowing the salty taste of tears to enter my mouth. I didn't even notice that I had been crying. My mother looked so beautiful, but so sad, and if it weren't for her confession, I never would have guessed that she'd been sick. Why didn't she tell me before? She had just complained how she had been going to treatment over the past few months without telling anyone, and it seemed like they weren't doing her any good. She had refrained from telling me, her only child, and my mouth dried for not being able to detect something like this. How could something like this happen right under my nose, and why hadn't I been able to pick up on it? Was she really that good at hiding the fact that she had cancer? Why just tell me now when all hope for recovery was already lost? Pulling me in for a hug, she wrapped her arms around my body as my own circled her waist, feeling her chin resting on the top of my head as she muttered,
"Please, honey, don't cry. You're going to be just fine without me."
My face was buried in her chest, wiping my tears on her shirt, and then I shook my head before pulling away to look at her. At that moment, I realized how tired she looked, bags under her tearful, dull blue eyes, and her skin was paler than usual. Sniffling, I kept my arms around her as I managed to ask,
How am I going to be fine without you?
The grief on her face was now replaced with hesitation as she bit her bottom lip, cupping my cheeks with her bony fingers.
I've arranged something for you.
I wiped the remaining tears from my face while Mom absentmindedly played with a loose thread on her shirt. I sniffled once again, rubbing my hands against the material of my shorts, then frowned.
What?
Mom took a deep breath, nervously running her fingers through her blonde hair, which only prompted the dread inside me to build up once again. Before she told me about her cancer, I knew something was terribly wrong at the moment I had seen her face when she said she needed to talk to me about something deliberate, apparently not as terrible as her having cancer, but it was still something I wouldn't take lightly. She was now wearing an expression similar to that, which told me that whatever she was about to say, there was a chance that I wasn't going to like hearing it.
I have a friend who lives in England,
she began, her bony fingers ringing together on her lap. She glanced down at them before locking her gaze with my own.
She has a son and a daughter around your age. They're such nice people, good friends, and
my eyebrows crunched in impatience and worry, wondering where in the world she was going with this.
We've arranged for you to go live with them.
It took me a moment to process what she said. I was staring at her in confusion until the word slammed into my mind like an 18-wheeler, and it felt like someone dunked a bucket of ice-cold water on me. When the realization finally set in, I wrenched myself away from my mother and clambered to my feet, my eyes widening in credulity.
Had I heard her right? She was shipping me off to another country to live with some people I'd never met?
Unable to hear anything over the erratic pounding of my heart, I exclaimed,
Mom, are you crazy?
Her lips parted to respond, but I continued,
I can't. I'm not moving to England. That's insane. I have a life here. College.
God, I had so many more reasons to show how terrible of an idea that was, but my mind was going 100 miles a minute, and I kept stumbling over my words as my mouth tried to keep up with the swirling thoughts in my panicked mind.
I can't do that, Mom.